everybody. It is the Marcus Today pre-market podcast coming to you on the 13th of September, Tuesday. This is general advice only, not to be confused with personal advice, which is suited to your personal financial circumstances. Right, the rally continues. Solid night overnight. We were up 70 points yesterday. Whoopee. Although it was a bit of a quiet session, we were marked up yesterday and then went sideways all day. It seems nobody wants to do anything ahead of this US CPI number. But the risk on rally continues. Looks like some fund managers are prepared to take the bet that we're going to see a good CPI number, peak inflation. After the 70-point rise in our market yesterday, SPY futures are up 46. Dow Jones was up 229. That's 0.71%. Not getting carried away, but holding its recent gains. It was up 352 at best. NASDAQ up another 1.27%. S&P 500 up another 1.05%. And Europe doing nicely as well, buoyed, I think, by the optimism over Ukraine's progress against the Russians in Ukraine. Stock 600 index up 1.76%. UK market up 1.66%. Some solid rises in their banks overnight, up 2 to 3%. Germany was up 2.4%. France almost 2%. Italy 2.3%. And that was met as well with a fairly solid performance from the euro against all currencies overnight. VIX volatility index up 4.7%, and US markets led by some of the mega caps, things like Apple up 3.85%, Amazon up 2.4%. The barometer of irrational exuberance, Bitcoin was up 3%, nothing remarkable there. It has had a good run though. It's up something like 15% from the bottom in just a few days. Another example of risk on sentiment. Despite all this renewed optimism, the US 10-year bond yield actually rose overnight. No let up in interest rate pressure, it seems. The markets don't seem to mind though. In better news and more significant news for Australians, the US dollar index continues to drop. It was down, well, it depends when you take your cut, but it was down 0.62% on our table. I have other tables saying it's down 0.38%, but the US dollar continues to drop. US dollar index continues to drop, and that is a safe haven currency and a barometer of economic pessimism. When people are getting gloomy about growth, they buy the US dollar as a safe haven. So the US dollar, which has absolutely ramped up in the last year, for that to be coming off the top suggests more economic optimism, optimism about global growth, market going risk on, and that's good news for commodities, that's good news for the Australian resources sector, and it's good news for the Aussie dollar. And the rising Aussie dollar is also good news for the Australian market, because international investors, if they decide to take a bet on the Aussie dollar going up or a bet on global growth, then markets like Canada and Australia are obvious targets. And if they come over here and buy resources stocks and take bets in our currencies, then our currencies rise at the same time. So they get what's called double bubble, rising share prices and a rising currency. So good to see the US dollar peaking out a little bit. Long may it continue. Bit early to suggest it will. And all this comes ahead of the CPI number tonight, of course. There's been a big reduction in bets against rising interest rates, if that makes sense. It's a little bit complicated, but there are huge cuts in short positions betting on higher interest rates in the futures market. In fact, a record drop from a record level in speculative short positions in the futures market. Another suggestion that funds are beginning to think the worst is over on interest rate sentiment. And with the chances of a 75 basis point rate rise on September the 21st running at 92%, well, it doesn't get much more aggressive than that. The consensus for the CPI number tonight is for it to drop by 0.1% at the headline month on month, and that'll be a headline drop from 8.5% to 8.1% year on year, mostly thanks to the drop in energy prices. But the core CPI, which cuts out food and energy, is expected to rise from 5.9% to 6.1%. Hard to know what the media, markets and news wires will focus on after the number, but it could cut either way. Ultimately, the debate now is whether the Fed will be able to back off from 75 basis point rate rises to 50 basis point rate rises for the rest of the year. We await to see what happens, but the momentum is clear, hoping for a good number. In commodities, an okay night. BHP and Rio up 2.25% and 1.6% in the US. Vale in Brazil, the massive iron ore producer, also up 2%. Energy sector was the best performing performing sector in the US. Oil price was up a little bit overnight at 1.25% and 0.7%, depending on which one you look at, Brent or WTI. And that's up despite the headlines about Ukraine pushing back Russia. Iron ore price down a little bit, 0.6%. Coal price down 2.26%. Metal prices all higher. Nickel up another 6.5%. Nickel Resources, NIC, had a fairly impressive reserves or resources upgrade yesterday. Might have a bit of momentum. It has turned up on our technical buy signals this morning after a 6% rise yesterday. Gold finally caught a break. I've got it with a $24 rise on our table. I see others with a $12 rise. As always, depends what moment in time you pick. But looks like gold will have a better day today. Stuart McPhee, our technical analyst, who started this week, is going to be writing about gold in the technical section today. Right, some of the headlines today. US shares rally while oil climbs, dollar dips. Wall Street posts fourth straight day of gains ahead of CPI report. Joy in northeast Ukraine. Don't often see the word joy in Ukraine in the same sentence. Joy in northeast Ukraine as residents return after Russian retreat. Moscow abandons main base in northeast Ukraine. Sudden collapse of Russia's principal front lines in Ukraine. Euro rallies on developments in Ukraine. Biden to hit China with broader curbs on the US chip and tool exports. Surging prices hit UK economic growth. Their GDP number last night was a little bit lower than expected. Scots face new era as independence case looms. Let's see how Scotland goes without the English balance sheet. When the Scots last talked about independence, all the financial institutions, which is the main industry in Scotland, fled to London. I think for a lot of their licenses, they have to be domiciled in the country in which their headquarters is, and none of them wanted to be left in Edinburgh or Glasgow because it reflects on their credibility. Far better to be in London anyway. Not sure. Independence is a good financial idea for Scotland. Sure, it won't improve their rugby either. Goldman Sachs set to cut jobs this month. US consumers inflation expectations fall again, says New York Fed. Germany says regrettable that Iran has yet to accept nuclear offer, and Putin's energy gamble may prove a double-edged sword for Russia. Loads of stuff on the diary apart from the CPI number. There's Eurozone CPI number on Friday. Australian jobs numbers and an RBA bulletin on Thursday. Still a few ex-dividends around. One big one, South 32, going ex-dividend on Thursday. UK inflation numbers on Wednesday. China's got retail sales, industrial production, jobs numbers Friday. It's also got its Golden Week holiday coming up on October the 1st to October the 7th. Queen Elizabeth's funeral, September 19, Monday. UK market will be shut for that day. We have our public holiday on Thursday the 22nd next week ahead of the grand final holiday. And the Bank of England have delayed their policy meeting till next week. That's about it. SPY futures up 46 after a 70-point rise yesterday. Commodity prices behaving themselves onwards and upwards. We added some new ideas in our ideas portfolio yesterday. Might have to add some more. Strategy portfolio is obviously thinking about going all in. Might wait for the CPI number. We're in 50% cash at the moment, but are holding S&P 500 and NASDAQ exposures through ETFs, so those are going okay. Question of whether we get back into the resources sector, quite honestly. But enough of that. That will be in the morning meeting podcast later today, and we will also have the end of day podcast around 5 p.m. tonight. You have a fabulous day.